And if you're talking about putting milk in coffee, you say, well, some people like it how?
Some people like it straight, without any sugar or cream, and some people like it without cream. There's all different ways to like it. Now, my wife, the doctor forbid her putting cream in her coffee. Mm-hmm. She must drink it black, straight. And some people want sugar. Some of them don't want any sugar. Yeah, it's just the way that they really like to drink it.
And if you like milk in your coffee, you say you like it how?
Well, I like it with milk in it.
Someone's not going away from you, then you say he's coming straight.
Someone is not going away. Mm-hmm. I say, well, he or she is going to stay at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if somebody's out on the road and wants to come up and talk to you, he say, well, come on, what?
Well, if he come in there, I'll come out there. I say, well, come in, so and so. That's my oldest son going in now, James. Yeah.
If you met somebody in town and you're telling somebody about it and you don't feel like saying I met him, you might say I ran what?
Let's say if I meet him and do what?
And you're telling somebody about it, instead of saying I met him, you might say I ran
into him. Yeah. Because it was unexpected to me.
And if the child has the same name that his father has, you say they named the child what? His father.
My father's name was.
But if a child has the same, is given the same name that his father has.
Oh, I say, well, that's James Jr. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if a child looks like his father, you say he does what?
He imitates his father. He looks just like him.
And what if he acts like him?
Well, if he acts like him, he don't look like him, but he acts like him. You know, it's like a preacher said once. He said, a child must favor his father in some way or another. So one of them said, well, Reverend, I'll tell you. He said, I got one don't favor me at all. He said, no. He said, no, sir. He don't look like you. No, sir. He don't act like you. No, sir. He don't talk like you. No, sir. He said, well, it's a dead cat on the line. So he got some movement. Yeah, the dead cat on the line.
What do you call a kind of animal that barks?
A dog.
And if you had a dog and you wanted to make him attack another dog or attack a person, what would you say to him?
I say, sick him.
Sick him?
Yeah. And he know what I mean, too. Because he know that when I say sick him, I mean for him to catch him and bite him one or the other.
And if he's a dog, he's not any particular breed, he's just all kind of mixed, what would you call him?
Well, I'd say that dog is cross, either with a bull or German Shepherd or Feist or Terror. There's so many different kinds, you see, and if you breed him with that far, that male, that female, then the pups will be after the male. But the most of it, but yet it is cross dog.
What if it's so mixed up you can't tell?
Can't tell what
is.
It is. I say, oh, that's just a mongrel. I say, we would call him because he's all mixed up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of breed he is. Now there's one, the cur dog.